AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. University officials are blaming outsiders for an overnight brawl at UCLA triggered when counter-protesters tried to pull down barricades surrounding a pro-Palestinian encampment. Lisa Dwyer has more.
UCLA Chancellor Jean Block says that a group of instigators came on campus to forcefully attack the pro-Palestinian encampment, prompting the school to ask for assistance from outside law enforcement agencies. Block says the attack on the students, faculty, and community was utterly unacceptable. He's promising that the university will conduct a thorough investigation that he says may lead to arrests, expulsions, and dismissals, and that they will examine the school's own security response. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has also called for an investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Police in New York City made 300 arrests last night at City College in Columbia, Mayor Eric Adams also citing outside agitators. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli leaders today, impressing on them the time is now for a ceasefire deal with Hamas. But our Joe Fetterman reports there are complications.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is sticking to his pledge. He says he still wants to carry out an operation in the Gaza city of Rafah. That is the last Hamas stronghold in Gaza. Blinken has issued a warning against that. He says he does not want to see an Israeli operation unless Israel can present a better and credible plan to protect the hundreds of thousands of civilians huddling in Rafah.
Arizona lawmakers have voted to repeal a near-total ban on abortions that dated from 1864. The governor expected to sign it. A break in his hush money trial had Donald Trump briefly on the campaign trail. A day after being threatened with jail if he again violates a gag order, the Republican presidential candidate called the judge crooked. And a mixed close for stocks after the Fed left interest rates alone. The S&P and the Nasdaq down, the Dow up. This is AP News. In case you haven't heard it already, Norman Hall has this cat story.
A Utah family is amazed and relieved after their cat survived 6 days without food and water being shipped to an Amazon Returns warehouse in California. Carrie Clark says Galena, a 6-year-old American Shorthair, loves to hide in cardboard boxes.
It's just like part of her personality.
Her husband Matt returned a package early this month, not realizing it literally contained a puss and boots he decided not to purchase.
We had no idea, so Matt took her to took the package to the drop-off without knowing that our dear cat was inside.
A week later, Clark received a text that Galena's microchip was scanned. She was discovered and cared for by an Amazon worker who happens to rescue cats. I'm Norman Hall.
And a Pennsylvania man's asking for help finding his emotional support alligator, Wally, in the coastal marshes of Georgia. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.